I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Sunshine today will see a high of 82 degrees. That forecast will continue into this weekend as well, though warmer temperatures with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Governor Bruce Rauner says if lawmakers don't return to Springfield and approve a budget, he may have to call a special session. The governor says talks are continuing, but he thinks the House and Senate should be in the Capitol to try to reach a budget deal.
I've said, come back to Springfield with me. Let's get a balanced budget done. So far, they're resisting. If they keep resisting, I might have to resort to calling a special session. We've got to get this done.
The state's fiscal year ends June 30th. Without a budget by then, the credit rating could hit junk bond status. Schools may not be able to open in the fall. Districts are heading into the final 3 weeks of this fiscal year with no idea if there will be state funding for the upcoming school year. WSIU's Brad Palmer reports on how one Southern Illinois district is handling the situation.
To help deal with the uncertainty, the DuQuoin School District's Board of Education has authorized Superintendent Gary Kelly to borrow up to $600,000 before the end of the month. Kelly says that's the amount the district has been shorted in mandated areas of service.
That's not only for, that includes special education, which there's like three or four programs there that we've not received money for. That's supposed to be, completed by June 30th. We've not received our entire categorical aid for transportation, which includes regular and special.
Kelly says DuQuoin schools will have enough money to start the school year, but if there's no state budget for education by then, he says the district may only be able to operate for about 2 months. I'm Brad Palmer.
The ongoing state budget impasse will affect Southern Illinois University Carbondale in yet another way. The museum at SIUC will close temporarily starting July 1st. Interim Chancellor Brad Caldwell says budget cuts have reduced the staff to just one person. That person will maintain the collections. University officials plan to reopen the museum once a permanent state budget is approved. Caldwell says that'll allow the university to hire a new director and maintain the additional staff needed to keep the museum open. He adds the university remains committed to the future of the university museum. House Democrats have started their series of hearings on the state budget. First up, those affected by a lack of funding for human service providers, including care for people with disabilities. State Representative Greg Harris of Chicago says they need to hear these stories to reach a budget deal.
I think all of us here are ready to roll up our sleeves and do the work we need to do, and that we hope when a budget gets to the governor's desk that he does what he needs to do and signs it.
Republicans like Representative Patty Bellock say they should be negotiating.
We feel it's imperative that we move forward today with more actual working on the budget itself so that we can get a budget done within the next few weeks.
More hearings are scheduled for next week across the state. I'm Jennifer Fuller.